Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. That's a 14-year-old website. Well, it's, you know, it didn't look like that 14 years ago. We've been improving it a lot over the years, and we got it. We were proud of it. We updated every day just for you. We built it just for you. It's all that, everything that's there is free, just so you can have have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including all the work that Ken Grombach has deposited with us over the years. You can find that there too, under his name, Grombach, if you're Googling him or searching for him on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. Ken's books, by the way, the last book is called The Age Curve. Ken, we need more sales. Small business owners need more sales. Can you help them?
Yeah. I tell you, there is a change in our demography, a dramatic change. Now, and I'm not going to get into the issue of illegal immigrants, okay, but I'm going to tell you about numbers. We have approximately 60 million Latinos in the United States. We also have the African-American culture, which is about 40 million, and they constitute 12-13% or 16-17%. But the total, when you combine them, is about 100 million. Now, we have 300 million people in the United States. So it's a third of our population, and it is overlooked by small business people, retailers. It's overlooked. The way you market to these two subsegments and the way the markets are actually constructed are very, very different across the board
Can I step in here for a second? One of the things that I want to make sure that we're straight on. When you say overlooked, you don't mean disregarded. You mean that there's an opportunity to focus on them. And see, most small business owners don't focus on anybody. They focus on the marketplace. They load their shotgun up and they shoot it. What you're talking about is there's a target marketing opportunity there that they're missing.
Correct. For an example, and you wouldn't expect this, but I speak to banking institutions all the time, and there are certain segments of banking now that are concentrating on the Latinos and the African Americans, actually saying this is a new market. They borrow and use money in a very different way. They're a different culture. We want to meet their needs, and they have attempted to do so with unbelievable success, and they're baffled by it. Why should they be? Because these two cultures are changing. Number one, the Latino culture assimilates. These immigrants, the Latino immigrants, assimilate into our culture faster than any immigrant in our history.
That's
faster.
Right.
Faster. Okay. And the African-American culture that literally, and I'm speaking from a demographic perspective and an economic perspective, according to Pew Research, and Pew is very, very respected, the African-American culture is advancing socioeconomically faster than any other segment in our population. So what does that mean? They have more money. You have a group that has more money. Let's get it.
Well, absolutely. And I have to say that I do worry that sometimes that those two segments you're talking about don't go to small businesses. Not because they won't be treated badly in those businesses. I just think because small business owners don't target them, because they don't target anybody, it makes those two groups think that they don't want them to be there, and that's a mistake on both parts.
That could very well be. But let me just give you one single example. Okay, apparel. Right now, it's called in the industry, ethnic apparel for Latinos and for African Americans is on fire. It's on fire. People who have figured it out and who are doing it correctly and are doing business according to the way that this culture does business are selling apparel, and it's doing extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
That's clothing. Okay, yep. What about food? Do Latinos buy food differently? They absolutely do. They shop twice as often as the rest of the population. Why? Because that's their culture. They're used to buying fresh.
Right.
These are exciting times, Jim. They really are. Markets are changing so fast. Things are shifting. We have a whole crop of kids headed our way that are currently, you know, 7 years old to 26. They are changing everything when it comes to, you know, electronics. Boy, if you're not on top of these kids and you're in the electronics business, you're out of your mind.
Right. No, absolutely. Well, they're the digital natives. You and I are immigrants.
Oh, please. I know. It is so sad. I don't. My girls don't need me to, you know, Dad, come on, we've got to go buy Haley a computer. I say, what do you want me to go? I don't have a clue. Yeah. So they said, well, you're just going to give us money and let's go buy the computer? I said, I'm sorry.
You're the ATM. They need you to spit the money out when they get inside.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
No, you're right. The main thing to leave, I think we should wrap up on is something I've been saying for a long time, Ken, and that is this is not just the 21st century. This is the second decade of the 21st century. This decade, you can no longer compare where we are today to the 20th century. You need to be comparing this decade to the last decade, and be looking forward. That's the challenge. As small business owners, we've got to pick up the pace. There's no question about it. Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He and I will be right back. He's got more to talk to us about after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.